bunch of people sent us this story out of Ohio University. I guess it could be kind of a setting the bar. If you can somehow manage to make it through the day without, you know, getting your professor's name wrong on your college paper, you're doing okay.
Yeah, that's basic.
Zoe, Zoe's a student at Ohio University. She accidentally sent her professor a paper addressed to Professor What's-His-Nuts.
I mean, so she like, in all fairness, she just did that at the beginning. She was going to go back and change it before she turned it in, and then she kind of forgot to change it.
Yeah, you know, I guess that happens.
You got different professors, different classes. I get it.
She wrote her paper, typed her own name at the top of the first page. Yeah. Was supposed to include her professor's name as well.
Sure.
She has since said, I have trouble with names, so yeah. I just put Professor What's-His-Nuts, intending to switch it out before submitting the assignment. It backfired because she forgot.
Oh, gosh.
And uploaded the paper. Now, here's the thing. Uh-huh. Her professor could have gone, like, crazy. He did not.
No, he's always funny.
He actually changed the name on his Twitter account.
No, he did not.
To Professor What's-His-Nuts.
Oh, wow. That is going the extra mile. I love everything about that.
Tweeted, a student emailed me profusely apologizing for getting my name wrong at the top of their paper. And I was like, thanks, whatever, no big deal. Then I got to their paper and saw their instructor was Professor What's-His-Nuts.
His class would be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I don't even know what class he teaches, but I want to take it.
So after realizing her mistake, she obviously sent the apology.
Oh, absolutely.
Some people tweeted, Britt, LOL, my working title on a paper was delete your aunt on Facebook, and it never got corrected in my proposal.
Oh,
so it got turned in.
Gosh.
Got an A too.
Oh, wow.
Like sometimes when you forget, you put something just to put something there. And you forget and turn it in?
I've never done that before.
Another follow-up to that tweet from Courtney. This is like the one time I submitted a paper and the document was titled Blank Ass Philosophy Paper.
Now, to be honest, I don't remember one single professor's name.
Yeah,
college, like not one.
Alfred,
I don't remember them, any of them.
Tweeted a response to the tweet and said, I did this with a paper title in college. Pulled an all-nighter.
Yeah.
Put together the different sections in a file titled Professor X Stupid Boring Class Assignment Complete.
Oh, gosh.
Turned it in. Wow.
Wowie, wow, well.
So, yeah. So, okay. Zoe ended up, like, screenshotting a bunch of it and actually just tweeted it out and said a series of unfortunate events.
Yes.
And she's since gotten tons of retweets and replies on her original post. But, yeah, I guess that's a setting the bar. If you can somehow manage to make it through the day without titling your paper in college Professor What's-His-Nuts.
Or even worse, my goodness, don't craft an email to your boss. And do like Mr. What's-His-Nuts.
Mr. What's-His-Nuts. You're doing all right.
Yeah. Okay, good advice.
There you are. By the way, we will tweet out that whole post from Zoe and the thing that went viral.
It should be appreciated. And I love that. Doesn't it just, I know you have a Zoe, but it seems like it's such a Zoe thing to do, doesn't it?
It feels like a Zoe thing.
It feels like a Zoe thing. Yeah.
There you go. A little setting the bar for you on 99.7 DJX.